listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. Your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. And it's you we want to hear from, because if you don't call, then Lee and I just babble on incessantly about eBay. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, 888-723-4630.
So do you know the name Martin Shkreli?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
He's that big pharma CEO who kind of made a fool out of
himself. Jacked up the medication 5,000%, life-saving medication.
Yeah. Probably one of the most disliked people in the world.
Exactly. Right, so what happened was, eBay took it down, but he put up a listing.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what did he put up?
People got, whoever won, got to punch him in the face.
Oh, what?
I'm serious. I looked it up many, many times. I couldn't find the listing because it was taken down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he put it up there, and he said it was for charity, and the money was going to go to the son of his PR consultant, Mike Coolidge, who died following a battle with cancer. So he said it was going to be for charity.
And oh, his shot of redemption.
And what I love is after the eBay listing was removed, he said those donating to a fundraiser he was going to have would be entered into a raffle to punch him. Shkreli says he's also open to having dinner with the winner instead. So if you had a chance to either go to dinner with this guy or punch him, which would you do?
Well, I'd take the third option, I want nothing to do with him.
You know, I think I'd go to dinner because I want to know what makes this jerk tick.
Nah, I don't. Lee. If we were 20 years old, yes, but, you know, we don't have that much time left. We don't want to waste it on dinners with people we don't like.
Or you can go on eBay and you can buy a picture you can buy a T-shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's got his picture on it, and it says 2 mil sucker.
Why would I want to wear that?
So there you have it. Well, I'm just saying. You never know. You know, Ron might want one. I don't know. Ron in Birmingham.
No, I know what Ron wants. You know what he wants?
Birmingham, known as Oilerman 21. What does he want?
He wants a silver Camaro 1969 with a black stripe, and I found it for him.
Did you?
Yes, I posted it on the
board. Yeah.
How you doing, Ron?
I don't have the 30 grand to burn, though.
No, you got to go out and find some of those Black Diamond VHS tapes.
Exactly. Oh, that's what I sell one of those and I can buy. No, if I sell one, I'll have to give the money to Ms. Agnes.
Is she that demanding?
As well she should be.
No, she's that deserving.
Look at what she's had to put up with all her life, for God's sake.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. You know, you could start out like a GoFundMe campaign. Ron needs a new Camaro.
Yeah, I'll do that. I can do that. Can I ask about item specifics?
You can, yes.
Okay. A long while ago, we were talking about the item specifics versus title versus description.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some changes, I believe. And I'm wondering now, in the item specifics, can you start something in the first box and continue it in the second box, like, now I can't think of something when I want to think of something. An angel figurine made of gold glass, it's the brand name or something. I mean, that's a terrible example, but in other words, use both boxes for the item specific information.
I mean, which boxes, though? You mean
what boxes do you mean?
Yeah.
In other words, when you add your own item specific.
Oh, your own.
You get two boxes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Like you could say in one box, estimated value is in U.S. dollars, and then you can say in the second box, from $6 to $19, that kind of thing.
So I wouldn't do that, and I'll tell you why. The point of item specifics is to create usable data for the item so that it is found in search. What you're trying to use it for is to add some more descriptive elements that actually belong in the description. The example, actually, I would strongly recommend against ever saying, you know, the suggested retail price or the value is X.
It gets people confused.
It gets them confused because they confuse that with that's the price you're asking. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't use item specifics that way. It's not going to positively impact your search ranking, and it's not going to make it easier for buyers to figure out more about the item. I would use item specifics with very definite labels like size and then a very definite value like size in length in inches, 3. That's how those are supposed to be used, yeah. Or color, red. Or country of manufacturer, China. Or anything like that. An attribute and then a value. Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, it's good to hear you again and
thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you're back.
Me too. Yeah. The alternative was frightening. Because I like my paycheck. And I like my job too, so.
Oh, I'm glad everything's working out with Howie, too.
Well, thank you. I'll tell him you said that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I appreciate it, Griff. I'm going to apply that right away.
Yeah, get those listings up so you can save some money and Agnes can buy you this Camaro.
There you go.
And you only live once. Did you once own a Camaro like this?
Yeah, I had a 1969 Z28 Camaro, gray with black stripes, the Hurst four-speed shifter. Bought it brand new. It was a beautiful car. Yeah. Drove it through New York, Brooklyn, North Jersey, snow, rain, sleet, parked it on the streets, not a mark. We moved down to Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
I took my wife and daughter and her girlfriend to see the movie Tommy.
Yeah.
And when I came out, it was stolen.
Oh, no.
And that, you never saw it again?
Yes.
And you never saw it again?
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
They never found it?
I had some very unchristian thoughts about those folks.
I perfectly understandable.
Oh, yeah.
Perfectly understandable. Yeah. Well, let's see if we can get you a new Camaro.
So, Ron, did she hear what you said about her the other day?
Oh, yeah. we played the show, and she got a kick out of it. She really did. She laughed. And it's true. Great. I've told that story before. That is absolutely the truth.
You were so cute. Dirty man, but cute.
Oh, shocking. Shocking.
Ron, thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys are wonderful as usual.
Thank you, honey.
Are you. Thank you.
Oh, and I was so thrilled to hear me in that little blurb.
Oh, yes. Oh,
that's wonderful. Oh,
you're now part of the, you're part of the foundation.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
Ron, that particular thing, you know, feature that you're listening to that has your voice on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reason they chose to excerpt that part of what you said, because we think that's the most important thing leading to your success, is that were not afraid to ask the questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you, Ron.
Gosh, I was stunned and excited. It was wonderful. That was an honor and a privilege, and I'm glad I could help out some way.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
You know, I've been seeing Ron helping other people online, which is hysterical.
I have too, yeah.
If you knew him 6 months ago, that you would have said, well, mate, you know, that's not going to happen.
That's the evolution of an eBay seller.
Oh, it's wonderful. Tom, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, speaking of evolution, known on eBay as Black and Gold Gifts. He's always evolving. Tom, how you doing today, and what's your question or comment?
I'm doing good. Just referring back to the last time we spoke about the return label that we're having trouble finding.
Right.
We still haven't found it. And I can tell Griff, he had asked, you know, how Charity began this. She simply opened a case to return the item.
Hmm.
And the seller agreed to it.
Yeah.
eBay charged her, according to her, and she said that's it. She never attempted to sell.
So have it's either you or your wife email me the details so I can forward them to Lauren at in returns.
Yeah, I will. But I just figured I'd give you that little update that I now know how it all began.
Okay.
So anyhow, that's why I was calling.
Darn.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye, Tom. Thank you.
I wonder what's going on.
I don't know. Very strange.
Very strange.
Yes.
Very, very, very strange.
So I'm looking at the chat board. Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful car.
Oh, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Can you imagine? So this is a fascinating thing because I think a lot of people experience this. Think back, and I think eBay solved this problem for a lot of people. I don't know if it'll solve it for Ron, but think of the things that something that you once owned that you treasured. And then it either was stolen or you lost it or you gave it away or you sold it and life went on and decades passed. And now you think back fondly and think, oh, dear, I wish I still had that. Oh, my life would be so much better if I could get that back.
Actually.
Do you have anything like that?
You know, Griff,
what?
I moved so many times in my life. And a couple of times I left with the clothes on my back.
Well, you see, that's unfortunate because you can't buy stability on eBay.
No, you can't. But I left everything I owned.
Oh.
All the things from my teenagehood.
Oh.
And things, you know, you leave a husband and you get on a train and that's it.
What an exciting life you've had.
Oh, yeah.
This segment was brought to you by...
It's a country song, Griff.
And you should write it right during the break. Less time shipping, more time selling with stamps.com. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin
Lee. You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Garigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be
shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBayRadio to check us out. And check us out.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. We love the sound of your voice, by the way. Ron called us. Why don't you call us? 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, if you go to page 12 of the stuff we sent you.
Page 12 of the stuff
you sent me. Remember Reva Lizansky from...
Oh, I loved her. Yeah. She was from Entrepreneur Magazine.
Reva Lizansky ran Entrepreneur Magazine for many, many years. In fact, during the time I was doing the radio show for them, which was for 5 years, by the way. I was the host of that show. She was running it. She was the editor.
She was a smart woman.
Of the magazine. Oh, not only that, she's, you know, she belonged at Entrepreneur because she knows so much about the subject also.
Yes, right.
And she's written 7 time management tips for entrepreneurs, and I thought you and I might go through it.
Oh, yes.
And if you're listening to this right now, feel free to interrupt us at any time. If you have something you want to call in about, or if you want to send us email on the Contact Us button, we'll be glad to read that over the air. Or if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. And in the meantime, we're going to help you with time management, which is something every single one of us can learn a lesson or two from. I don't know anybody that feels that they have absolutely tackled time in their life 100%. So, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, so I'll read the beginning and then you do number one.
Is that how it works?
Well, it can work anyway.
Okay.
Time management is important to every business owner, but especially to the self-employed, because you're alone and you alone are responsible, right?
Yeah.
For making your business work. You cannot blame it on the boss or the company's stock or anything.
Well, you could if you're schizophrenic.
And also, there's no one else to pick up the slack if you're using your time inefficiently. Hmm. Plus, the more you get done in the 24 hours you have available each day, the more customers you can serve and the more profitable your business can be. So here are some time management tips to get you on the right track by Reva Lizansky, who is now the CEO of Grow Biz Media.
Okay. So number one is figure out your most productive time. Everyone is wired differently. Some of us don't come alive until after dark, and we get our best work done at night, while others are early risers who fade as the afternoon wears on. And then there's me who needs coffee or can't get started. You may always have a good sense when you're the most productive, but if not, keep track of how you spend your time for 2 weeks. Every half hour or so, note what you're doing and whether you feel like you're in the zone or you're running on fumes. After the 2 weeks, you should have a clear idea of when your energy and brain power are at their peak.
So we have our team meetings, our eBay Radio team meetings.
Oh, you have those?
Yeah, we do. But it has nothing to do with you.
I feel so included.
You know, it's for production and it's for sales and other things like
that. Oh, yeah, the important stuff. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so we have a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And purposely, it's at 10 o'clock. And the reason for that is because it gives everybody a chance to wake up, get up, because these outside contractors work from home. The same way we do, Griff. Mm. And so we have it at 10 o'clock, which is kind of a perfect time. You're up, you're alive, you know, so we kind of...
The reality hasn't sunk in yet.
Yeah, you don't know how bad it is yet.
Those first few moments, you can actually fool yourself into thinking everything is worthwhile. It's a great survival mechanism.
So number two on the 7 time management tips for entrepreneurs by Reva Lizansky is try to schedule your day around your most productive time. So you have done it for a whole week. You figured out what your most productive times are, or you may already know that. Mm. One of the nice things about being self-employed is that in many cases, you pretty much make your own schedule, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So you need to fit in other things, at specific times, but outside of those hours, like, you know, you need to go to Savers when it's open, for instance, you know,
oh,
that
Savers.
Kind of thing.
I haven't been in so long.
Wish we had them down here. But outside of those hours, who needs to know whether you're working on a client's project between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. or at 2 in the morning?
That's true, yeah.
So you schedule your most important work, your writing proposals, your, I don't know, listing, things that you really have to be awake and, you know, for. You save it for when you're at your best.
Yeah.
And use the times when you know your energy flags to handle the chores of business ownership, like generating invoices or dealing with your paperwork or packaging up your orders for shipment or whatever qualifies as grunt work in your business, basically.
Well, it's difficult because for me, breathing is grunt work. But, you know, there is I've figured out what Reva has said here. In the past, I determined that I have a window of productivity in the morning from around 8 o'clock until about 8:03. So it's a very narrow window.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah. I'm done for the day after
that's
that.
That's it. And number three.
Number three. Choose a calendaring system that fits your style. Some people swear by old-fashioned paper calendars or date books or those planners. What was the name of that company? What's the name of the company that does the planners? They're based in Salt Lake.
Oh, Day something? Daytimers.
Yeah, but the name of the company escapes me right now. I went to a seminar where they taught you how to use one of these things.
It was fascinating. Years ago, remember that?
Yeah, eBay sent us there. It was like 1998. And we all went to, it was in San Jose, and we went and we learned how to do a day planner. And the woman was so perky and so excited, and we had our little day planners, and I thought, oh, this is going to be so much fun to organize my life. And then we left, and I realized I left it there. So didn't work out. Whatever method you prefer, paper, online, doesn't matter, create one, on only one calendar. Don't spread it across more than one. And that calendar can hold all your information, your schedule, your business, your personal and family matters,
and you know,
everything.
But it's true, though, Griff. Some people, like I have a hard time with only having calendars on my computer. And I have it, you know, you got to sync it to your wearables or something, or your cell phone, something. I have difficulty with that.
Yeah, it's scheduling. It's a commitment. Who wants to make a commitment? You make a schedule and then you never follow it. And that's just human. You have to work at this stuff. It's hard.
So whatever you prefer, you create one calendar. And that's the point. A lot of people have more than one calendar. That does not work unless they sync.
Well, now we have cloud-based calendars, and they're always up to date, and they can be shared with your colleagues, employees, family members.
So what do you use for cloud-based calendar?
So at work we have Outlook accounts, right? We use Microsoft Outlook, and that's the calendar I use for everything. So if I didn't work here anymore, I'd have to figure out some other calendar.
That's
I'd probably use Google or something.
Well, I use Outlook.
Yeah.
That's my calendar also. It's a very good calendar, by the way.
And you can put multiple type. You can have different calendars that you can sync all together. So you can have a calendar for your personal and your calendar for your business.
Mm-hmm.
When you work for a company like eBay, there are all these useless meetings you have to make sure you go to. And so this is a way of keeping track of those meetings. You know, meetings where what needs to be said or determined would only really take 5 minutes if you met in the hall.
Oh, yes.
But in a meeting room, if it's 30 minutes or an hour, it fills itself out like a blob. And
So cloud-based calendars. This is a very good idea.
It is a great
idea.
That's
a good one.
Yeah.
And then everybody can see it, too.
Everyone can see it.
And then you have our calendar, of course, that you have to schlep up there and look at.
So. What calendar? I never look at that.
The eBay radio calendar.
I never look at it.
That's why you never know when we're having a day off.
Well, that keeps things exciting.
Now I understand exactly why. I'm looking at Donna. Why he asked me over there, oh, we're off next Tuesday?
It's a discovery process.
And we're so careful with that calendar, and we push it up to where you told us to push it up to.
Really? Oh, I can't use that site anymore, so.
You can't use that drop site or whatever?
Dropbox? No, we can't use that at work. No.
You're
we have, We use Box.
Oh, Box. Yeah, we send it up to Box.
Oh, you do send it to Box.
You gave me that, and we've been sending it up. Every time we put something new on it, we send it up. See?
Well, shame on me for not remembering that.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Why do I need to look at the calendar? I could just ask you on the
air. Exactly, which is fine. Number four, build in extra time.
Yeah, many entrepreneurs make this common mistake of scheduling every single minute of the day. It sounds productive, right? The problem is when something unexpected arises. It always does. And then your entire schedule is thrown off. And then you feel like a worthless piece of nothing. You know, for example, you hit traffic on the way back from, like, being out at Savers or going to an auction or going sourcing. And it cuts the time you have allotted for the next task or event, which could be shipping or listing. And then you're all thrown off. So you got to build in the 15-minute cushion between events. I do that on my calendar here.
That way if you need to leave yourself time.
Oh, you have to. You have to breathe. Otherwise people will schedule you to the end of the day. You know who used to do that? He doesn't anymore. Because he was Julie, the cruise director. Whenever we'd go on a trip or something, Howie would schedule every minute of the day with something. And the rest of us would just roll our eyes and say, well, this isn't going to work.
I know the type.
He's gotten much better.
I'm sleeping late, going to brunch. See you later. Right?
Yeah, it's vacation.
Right. So number five of Reva Lozansky's time-saving tips for entrepreneurs. Under-promise so you can over-deliver. Yeah. If you're able to negotiate deadlines or deliverable dates with your customers, always build in a little bit of extra time, which is why we love, even though we say one-day shipping, we love to just take it there at the same day that they bought it.
Yeah,
an hour and a half later, we're at the post office. We love that.
Yeah.
For example, if you think a project will take you a week to finish, ask for 10 days or even 2 weeks on your calendar.
Right.
It makes sense.
And then you benefit from lowered expectations.
Number six. What is number six?
Plan to work weekends. I know this sounds strange, but after all, isn't good time management supposed to leave you with weekends free? But for the most self-employed entrepreneurs like you, working weekends is simply reality. And I'm not talking about working all weekend, which is, like I said, counterproductive because you wear yourself out and then you don't get anything done. But putting in a few hours each weekend on a regular basis can help alleviate some of the pressures you might feel during the work week.
And then seven, take breaks, my honeys. Very important when you've got a million things to do. Sometimes the most productive thing you can do is just to go and take a break. Go sit out on the porch in the sun.
And that's exactly what we're going to do right now. Take a break. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com.
Good segue.
888-723-4630. We'll be back after this break with more of Working eBay Radio. Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
Listen while you list.